Just got done with the big fireworks after the ball game, and there was a lot of fireworks during the game, Coach. I don't know if you knew it or not. You probably do. Your offense scored in every possession except that one right before halftime, and it looked like you scored on that one.
Yeah, we did. I mean, I think first half, I think what killed us was penalties and just, ourselves, you know what I mean? And so I'm really proud of our kids for regrouping after normal. They had a lot of focus this week, even though homecoming is a crazy week for our kids.
Yeah.
They kept their minds on the right spot, and we came out and did a great job up front against a big physical defensive front that Danville has. I thought our offensive line just really got after the ball tonight. And when you take care of the football and you don't turn it over, and I just told the kids tonight just to have fun. Remember why we played this game, you know what I mean, and play loose, because I think that's when we play our best football, and they did that.
I'm sure there was some emphasis during the week on taking care of the football, too, and obviously it paid off. I mean, I didn't have you for any turnovers. I think the ball hit the ground once or twice during the game, but you didn't turn it over, and it makes a big difference for your team, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does. It didn't put you in the hole like that, and we normally don't do that. I think, sometimes in big games you kind of press it a little bit, and I think that's what happened to us last week, a lot of unforced errors. Danville's undefeated coming in here, right. Another big physical type of program. I have a lot of respect for Danville and their coaches. They put a really good product on the field, and for us to score 76 tonight is a tribute to our kids and their effort this week.
Still maybe too many penalties, though, during the course of the game?
Oh, yeah. We got to clean that up, you know what I mean? And, our kids are we'll continue to stress that. But, we don't have much time to enjoy this. Obviously, we got Bloomington next week, and that's always an excellent game for both sides. But again, I'm just proud of it. I hope our kids enjoy it. It's a fun weekend when you win your homecoming game, and so I hope they enjoy it, and we can get back to work on Monday.
One more quick question, Coach. Yeah. A big play during the course of the game, right there early in the second half. I mean, it was a close ball game, still 14 points at halftime,
right.
And they were driving, going to score, and 99-yard interception return pick six for a big touchdown for you there.
Well, Trey just made a great break on the ball, Matthews, and what a spark for us, and. I think that gave us the energy we needed. I mean, us focusing on winning the battle third down and getting better defensively there. We had them third and long, third and medium, and we let them off the hook a little too much. But again, they have great athletes, and so. What a spark by Trey, and really gave us a lot of energy.
School record, I understand, at least here at home, for points scored in a game.
Yeah, it's a school record altogether. So 70 was our old, and now.
I see.
Yeah, so. Right. It's scary that you can score that many, but I'm proud of our kids.
All right, congratulations on the win, Coach.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Good night.